Okay. Now let's review what we've had. As long as we have people who are gradually coming in, catching up, and given a bunch of questions I've had, see, certain things are not 100% clear. Gemara begins the machlokas about Mugremes. Mugramto. Rav Zeira lived in a place where there were no Isser or Mugramto. In Bavel. He came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael and he was eating Mugramto. So people asked him, why you come from a place where Rav and Shmuel were the halachic authorities there, and they asked Mugramto, so how are you here in Eretz Yisrael eating Mugramto? Answer, Rav and Shmuel never said it, it's a minhag b'tos. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks Akasha, meaning of the Mishnah Psoch, meaning Shayotza Mishom Bolashim. Now, what is the Gemara's Kasha? Or could be asking one of two Kashas. Either even though it's a minig, but even though they asked it there because of Rav and Shmuel. But, Enoch and I made a mistake, but that was the minig. But Rishonim don't like that. Because a minig betos, they assume, is not a minig whatsoever. And, wait one second, let me just check something. So comes in the, because of that problem, the Rajba then and the Ritva and Rishonim who take us a Dova Poshet that a Minig Batos is not a Minig, and had the Minig been because of the psak of Rav and Shmuel and Enoch Hanami, he would have to keep it in Eretz Yisrael. But the thing is, you don't know where the minute came from. It may have come from a mistake. It may be because some of them were like that man domar. It's a machlokas. So, and if they stam a machmir like that man domar, either b'toras vadai b'toras safek. So then, you're meshubed to that. You're meshubed to that psak. That means, if it's and even if you leave, chumim mokam shabolishom halachasham. So that, what is the Gemara saying? And you have no right. So b'mokam safek. You cannot assume it's a tolls. Why not? Either maybe it's a drabonon, like the Gemara in the Dorim says. I savuk drabonon. It's not a real savuk drabonon, because it is savuk chsaron yediyah. But even if you don't go with savuk chsaron yediyah, but you say, so it comes in the Ritva, says, no. The assumption that Klal Yisrael have a minig, we assume there's a basis for it until we know there's no basis. Yisrael ain't a Nevi'im b'nei Nevi'im heim. It's a general umdana on Klal Yisrael's hanhogas that they have a basis. Okay. This is, and therefore, But what is the Gemara saying here? That if they were noeg chumra, because it's a machlokas, and they were noeg like either mitora sofek, because it's a machlokas, they want to be machmir, or because of the psak and Rabbi Shmuel, you're stuck with it, even when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara goes on and says the difference, Abaye says no. Now here you have to understand what Abaye is talking about. Abaye is saying that if the machmir for a shita and a psak, if the machmir on a psak, I can never do a machmir on a psak. When you come from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be machmir on that psak anymore, because Eretz Yisrael toasts the bigger Tamir Chomim, or the covenant of Eretz Yisrael because the Sanhedrin was there. Something. Okay. That means we're talking about being machmir for a psak, and being machmir for a psak, you come into the rule of Chumrei Mokom Shehalach Hashem Ubal Hashem. Whether it's true, it was we assume they had a basis for it. He cannot definitely prove that it was a totals, that they thought Rabbi Shmuel said it and Rabbi Shmuel didn't say it. No. And since then, so it may have been a chumrah, so we assume that they were machmer for a psak, for either b'tor zvadai, b'tor sofek. Maybe they knew it's a machlokas, so they're machmer. We don't know. Not that they knew vadai, and machmer sofek will be machmer. Whatever it was, they had a basis for their chumrah, not the tos, until you, and therefore, it applies machmer shiyotza mishom, machmer shom, the Mishnah. But that is because it's a psak. If it weren't a psak, there's no difference. Bovel, so bigger tamir chum, less tamir chum. For instance, what is the psak? What is b'nei Baishan? B'nei Baishan, it wasn't a machlok to suffering a psak. They decided because they wanted to make sure people have enough time to prepare for Shabbos properly. And if they're busy doing business to the last moment and zoom in under the wire before Shabbos, they're not going to prepare for Shabbos properly. So they had a minute not to go in their boats Erev Shabbos and come in the last moment. Okay, that's not a suffering and a psak. That's a chumrah to what is it? To make sure you keep Shabbos properly. There's no suffix. There's no mando amma this way. There's no mando amma that way. So their bovel and Eretz Yisrael should be irrelevant. Because it's just a group of the people there said, you know, we don't want to come in Shabbos the last moment. So that is the, when it is a question of Mugramta, there's a machlokas. And it's a question of how we paskin in that machlokas. So either they adopted the psak of someone other than Rabbi Shmuel, or they said, it's a machlokas, we don't want to get ourselves into a sophicus. Benkach, they did it b'toros chumra, in a place that there's a machlokas. So that, okay, you do that, so you come to a place where bigot amarei chachamim are. So then, you're not meshubit to that hanhoga in a place of lesser tamarei chachamim. That is what Abaye says. But again, he's talking about what sort of a minig. He's talking a minig, mitochumra, and psak. Because it's a big machlokas tanoim. And 100 years later, it wasn't clear what the psak was. So there were machmen. Okay. Then comes in Ravashi and adds something else. Afilutemuch a Bovel Eretz Yisrael, that in you go from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, then he says, what you said is from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, that they can drop it. He says, no. The Bovel Eretz Yisrael, Hanimidehech the Daitolachsor. He came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Is he meshubit to the psukim of Bovel or he's an Eretz Yisrael, he can do like Eretz Yisrael. No. In Daito Lachzor, he can, even though Eretz Yisrael is a bigger Tamarei Chachamim, he still has to keep the Chumras of Bava. As long as you belong to that place, you have to keep the Chumras. Now the Gemara doesn't discuss here what the mechanism is, why you have to keep anything. Why do you have to keep anything? The Gemara takes it for granted. From the Gemara Psachim, the Mishnah Psachim. The Gemara takes it from the Mishnah Psachim. But this is how the Gemara ends up here. Okay. Take a look at the Balamara Psachim. The Balamara Psachim has a sweep. There are a number of possibilities why I have to keep a minik. Why have to keep a minik? It could be because of the Gemara in the Dorim, it's Bal Yachal de Rabbanan. Now that's a very unique, why is it Bal Yachal de Rabbanan? Because as follows, that Bal Yachal says, I take a personal nether. Here, a tzibur is makabalit on whom? On the tzibur. It's a nether that's chal on a tzibur. A nether that's chal on a tzibur, there's no such thing in Doraisis. A nether that's chal on a tzibur, there's only din d'rabbonon. A tzibur took the nether, and we'll see a major nafkamin in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, on us. So that's a din d'rabbonon. You're part of the tzibur, not part of the tzibur. You pick up and you leave the tzibur. So the nether was on chal on me, according to the Gemara here in Chulin. The Gemara was on chal on me b'toros yochid. It was chal on me b'toros tzibu. I'm no longer part of the tzibu. I'm not included in the nether. That's one possibility. It's a nether. The Balamar, we'll see in Pesachim, has a different malach. Shema b'ni Musar Avecha v'al titosh Torah simecha. That's the source of all minhagim. B'nei Baish. Not unique to B'nei Baish. Every time you're part of a tzibur, you're mechuyev with a tzibur, Shema b'ni Musar Avecha v'al titosh Torah simecha. So. And it's chal on you, and your, the children, and the children, and the children, and the children, and the children. As long as you're part of the tzibur. And he's not mechalik in minhagim between that. The Ravid says, no. We'll see that. The Ravid there. No. That applies to Isser. If I do something mitoras mitzvah, between Isser. What was the problem with the B'nai Baishan? The problem with the B'nai Baishan was they're afraid that themselves don't cover Shabbos. Zooming in the last moment before Shabbos, and Mizal and Kovach Shabbos, Shabbos won't be prepared properly. We'll see all this in detail. The Ramban has a different malach. He doesn't say, he doesn't spell it out exactly. He says, any time it's Sibur's Makabal something, whether it's Isser, whether it's Mitzvah, whatever tzibur is makabel, I'm part of a tzibur, it's chal on the entire tzibur. And he says, Kimu v'kiblu hayhudim aleihem v'al zarim v'kol nivam aleihem. Purim went in two stages. The following year after the first Purim, Kimu v'kiblu hayhudim aleihem v'al zarim v'kol nivam aleihem. The next year, Esther and Mordechai wrote a letter to the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, make it part of the takona of the Sanhedrin. So they made a takona. But still, it was a kimu v'kiblu hayhudim. Without that, it would have still remained. That's the part. It's a kimu v'kiblu. He says Kabbalah Tatorah is that way, Kabbalah Dalat Taneus is that way. There's a whole bunch of examples. Now, is it because of a nether? Is it a separate mechanism? A tzibur's chal, whatever. I'm part of a tzibur, I can't be poish midarkei at tzibur. He doesn't get into the details where it comes from. He doesn't get into the details, but kabbalah's a tzibur's chal. The gabi isurim, it may be, Shavinashach Tichadi Yisur. What does that mean? Shavinashach Tichadi Yisurim means, and this would apply to Yisurim, it wouldn't apply to Purim. We'll see why. That means, if I accept, if I think something also, first, I go to a Rav, it's example, 2 days, and I ask him, kosher treif. He says, treif, I don't like it. I go to a second Rav, I'm looking for a heter. No, people sometimes, I'm not looking for a psakta comedy, I'm looking for halachic advice. What does that mean? If I say mutter, they'll take it. If I say osu, they'll go to the next guy. No. The next person can't pass in mutter. Why not? So one group of Rishonim said, Shav Nafshach, the moment I accept his psak, I accept it upon myself that this thing is also. It becomes also to me. Now that can apply to Isurim. Does it apply? But when it comes to Purim, wait 1 second. What is it's not Issa? What did they accept? Kibu Haikulu Alum Alzar Kol Nivam Vayan. They're making him a Mishter Simcha. Okay, not an Issa. What they said they're going to have a Suras Purim. They'll give Matanas Ravyonim. They'll give Mishloch Manas. No. So that's not because of Shav Nachman. It's in addition to that. Ramban has his mechanism. Includes Shavinashach Tichidi Yisura, but it goes way beyond that. Okay. So what the mechanism is, some Rishonim spell it out, and we'll have to be very careful in Rishonim because there are many differences in Halach. Now, what I'm not talking about is Minhagei Tefillah. Minhagei Tefillah are a whole separate thing. For instance, the basic tefillah we have was the takana of Ashkenaz Hagdola. But there are a lot of minhagei tefillah that we have. That nothing. Shabbos, we say Yikim Porkan. It's a minhag tefillah. We say Yikim Porkan, Azav Rachm. Sometimes Av Rachm. We say Ashru Velatzion after davening. Oh, I'm minhagei tefillah. So, I'm in Hagei Tefillah, a separate halacha, that whatever the tzibur is makabel as in Hagei Tefillah, that becomes my nusach tefillah. So that means, and when you come to a and now, that's number one. So that's why a person decides to skip Yukam Pork or no. And the Hagos Maimonides and the Rambam Siddur has a whole arichus, the Makoris for this. But Hagei Tefillah is separate. Yes, Asher Yehu V'Letzion. That is the minig of Klal Yisrael to say after, after Chazaras Hashatz, before we get to Aleinu. Minig of Aleinu. It's an old minig. When the Ramban writes, saying Harachmi is a kingdom in Birkas Hamoz and the Harachmans. It's an old minhag. Ramban takes, in Sharigmul, takes it for granted. Everyone has to say that. It's a kingdom of Shulchai Olam Haba. That's not Tefillah anymore, it's Birkas Hamoz. So, I mean, the Tefillah is different. And Tefillah has its own rules. We're talking about Minhagim of Yisurim and Chiyuvim. Okay, this is the background as we come. So Tosus here is trying to straighten out the sugya in Chulin and the sugya in Pesachim. He's trying to straighten it out. He says, "The free haichnu imachra the chumrei makom shahalach l'sham notzmo avol gav the day to lachsa." The Epshalom looking. Rashi said here. Okay. So what does he say? said, no, my minig is not on chum and mokum shadai to liyo sham. If I am part of a tzibur, I have to take the minhagim of the tzibur that I am part of. What does it mean, chumei mokum shabola sham? It's not one person chayev in two minhagim. No. Sometimes shabola sham. But once a person is part of a tzibur, I'm not allowed to be poorish midarkei tzibur. I'm part of a tzibur, I'm take them and hug. And daito lachzer, not daito lachzer. Now, what is daito lachzer, not, is a major, major issue when we come to Bnei Chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael, etc. It's a major issue. But let's keep that. If you take a look at some of the Rishonim Chulin, says if you want to be, if you're planning on being in a place for 30 days, so, and you're not going back within 30 days, then don't tell us. According to those Shitas Rishonim, and you apply it to Yom Tov Sheni Shogol, yes, you come here, you're here for 30 days, you keep one day. I'm not getting into how we pass on that. No, that's right. It's a very, you know, it's okay, but this is how I determine. On the other hand, Biskurov used to say, it doesn't apply until you ochre yourself completely from that place. That means, his psak was, as long as you have a havamina going back, so you didn't come part of the new tzibur. Part of the new, you have to be ochre yourself completely from the old tzibur. That was his psak. You have to ogre yourself completely from the old tzibur until then you don't, until you become part of the new tzibur. But whatever tzibur you're part of, that's the first day in Tosis. Whatever tzibur you're part of, it's either because of neder, Shema b'nei Musar Avicha, the Rabban's Kabbalah, whatever it is. I become part of a tzibur, they were makabalit, I wasn't makabalit, no. What do we say in the Megillah? Kimu v'kiblu ha'yudim aleihem v'al zarom v'al kol ha'nilvim. Everyone who joins the tzibur. That's the first antosis. Second antosis. The difference. Bubble to bubble, Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. I keep both minhagim. Bubble to Eretz Yisrael to bubble. No, I don't. Why? Masha mechalik ben dai to lachtel le'eng dai hanimili bovel ar shum ar shol le'bovel. Hochum arkam mokum she dai to lishoy ar shum. En achanami. If I'm okay myself from place A to place B, wherever my mokum is, so I don't have two mokomos. But I don't have two mokomos if it's bovel ar Yisrael. But if it's all in Bavel or all in Eretz Yisrael, then I can be part of two makomos. I have to keep both mouths. The difference between two countries and two neighborhoods or two cities in the same country. That means, that seems to be what Tosis is saying. That's what Tosis here is saying. If you take a look in the Ritva, it goes like this. This says like this. Yeshi Pirish, Dafkin Bovel Eretz Yisrael, Amin Ahochi. Lochai Shemin Eretz Yisrael, Amin Ahochi Bovel. Mi Shaddai to Lachza Lamakomo. Avul Kishuhu Mi Bovel, Abovel, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Kolshim Eretz Yisrael, Abovel. Shain Dai to Lachza. Hoshalo Minag Makomo. I don't understand that. Acherim pirshu shen lechalik b'dov hochad. Come, afilu teima emish m'senim a bovel eretz yisrael. Come over bovel a bovel emish m'senim a mishadai to lachzo. He says, says, what is it? Says what Tosa says. It's where I want to be. Now we come. Okay. This is the way it looks. There's a mechanism of somehow what is clear from all the sugyas. Somehow, meaning it's machayev. Not a question. And it's a Mishnah. If I have a minig not to do melocha Erev Pesach in the morning. So why? Because Erev Pesach there's a lot to do to prepare for Pesach. So not to interfere with preparations for Pesach. Some places have you don't go to work. Melocha doesn't mean lametz. Melocha means going to work. Because it's too busy of a time. Some people have the minig, some didn't have the minig. But one is clear. One is clear from the Mishnah that if I'm in a place where such a minig, I'm a chuyub, I can't say, well, you know, I got a deal, I have to finish. No. It's an absolute issa to do melacha. If that is the minig amok. From Chatzos on, it could be Medina nowadays. Certainly, Bisman Korban Pesach was Medina. Okay, but now we have the different cases there. There's the first case. B'nai Ba'ishim. There are two issues in B'nai Ba'ishim. B'nai Ba'ishim themselves, first generation, decided we're not doing business Arab Shabbos. We're not doing business Arab Shabbos. Going up and down the coast, commuting back and forth. No, we're not doing business Arab Shabbos. They were Makabal upon themselves. Then there's the second question, there's next generation. The question is, there are two stages to that. Now, the question is certainly, once they're Makabal on it, and they're Makabal, so, as a Tzibor, so the Tzibor, it's Chal on it. Midin Neder, Midin the Ramban's thing. Balamar says, both stages have Shema B'nei Musar V'Yichval Titosh Torah Sinech. Okay. The Ravid says like this. He's more subtle. He says like this.
According to the Balamar, the first generation is also because of Shema B'nei Musar
V'Yichval. Kach Nirel Fiyani is like this. I'm not 100% sure. It could be. He doesn't mention any other mechanism. I don't know. Maybe. I would say, and call him in Hogashavas. Call Minik Shinogu Mitzad Isu. The Kibu also Al Atzvam Stam. The Tzibu is Makabal anything because the Isu Stam. He's talking in terms of neder. It's a neder chal on the tzibur and all subsequent generations. And kibbutz also al atzman levad. It depends how they were makabel. Were makabel upon our current generation or they were makabel stam. If they're makabel stam, it goes forever. If I'm a Kabbal for ourselves only, not Chalon of children. But if the son, next generation, does it, then I'm a Kabbal it. It's a nether without a possibility of Hatoras. So when he understands B'nai Ba'ishan, it's a very specific type of minig. It would not apply to Purim. It's not Chashisapir. To make this day, you may Mishtav Simcha. That's not Chashis. So there's a different mechanism happening in Kimbil Kibul, Ayudim Alem, Balzam, Lekol Nimam Alem. Kibul Alatz Mestam, Ein Abonim Fosim Alem. So let's say it's Sibur, it's Makabal something, to do something, they can change their mind. And if the entire tzibur wants to change their mind, they can change their mind. No. Whatever the tzibur is makabel, that is it. Every yochid has to accept it. So he's talking about a mechanism, nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with Shema B'nei Musar Avicha. And he's not talking about any... He may not be talking about neder here, b'chol. Let's mention. In Isser, he's talking about neder. See, we're getting to all the Rishon. The question is, what is the mechanism, how it works? If it's neder, fine. We know how to deal with it. Ramban has a different, and he's basing himself on the Psukim and Megillah Sester. Came with that somehow... Somehow we see from the Pesuk in Megillah Esther that a Kabbalah of a Tzibah can be chal on them, all subsequent generations, everyone who joins that Kehila. Kimu v'kiblu hayudim aleyim v'altzavim kol anilvim aleyim. What?
The grammar of Rav and Shmuel, the Ravid Neder will apply to that or will not apply to that?
The Ravid talking about B'nai Baish and Chashash Yisr were applied to Mugremis also.
Mugremis, so they
want to
get lapis from Mugremis, so they would get
what lapis. If they did a Petos, they did a Petos. They didn't do a Petos, so then Chashash Yisr, Chashash Yisr is B'nai Baish and Shema B'nai Musar Avich V'al Tito Shor Sinach. And it's a neder.
It's not actually that they would get malchus for it. They held its hagramas, so they were not checking.
My dear man, you held that way. But the question is, either they accept. There are two separate issues here. Three separate issues. Is it Rav and Shmuel who paskin that way and they accepted Rav and Shmuel? So then Enochanami, a Bezdin there, would give malchus. If they accepted Rav and Shmuel, but it's a machlokas, the question without a psak of Sanhedrin, so the question is, Einoch Hanami, the place that accepts it, but it's not clear to give malchus for it because the other places don't accept it. For instance, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. You have a machlokas or a lesser in the Chachamim. Mila is docha Shabbos. What about machshire Mila? I have to heat up water to sterilize it so there's no infection for the mila. I have to carry the knife. I don't have the mila knife with me here. I have to carry it. So we pass the machshire mila not. Rebbe Lezer said machshire mila docha Shabbos. So what do they say? Until the Sanhedrin gave a psak, since before the, while there's a machlok is going on in the Sanhedrin, so in the place of Rebbe Lezer, it was not considered Chilul Shabbos. And they said because of that, to show it wasn't Chilul Shabbos, no one died early, Chi of Chorus. On the other hand, outside of the Malkum of Rebbe Lezer, it was Chilul Shabbos. Once the Sanhedrin came to a psak against Rebbe Lezer, so then even the place of Rebbe Lezer had to accept that psak, and even the place of Rebbe Lezer, now, it was considered Chilul Shabbos. But until then, where Rebbe Lezer was the Mara D'Astra, it wasn't Chilul Shabbos. Somewhere it was a Chilul Shabbos. It can be not necessarily one absolute thing. So what's the Emes? The Emes is here, it's the Emes, and there it's the Emes. But here in the case of Mugremes, what was it? It was a Machlokas. The question is, it was unclear what the psak is. So if they accepted it, because they accepted Rav and Shmuel, so they accept Petorah's Vada. If, on the other hand, they didn't know how to paskin, they say, okay, it's a machlokas, so we'll be machmer. So not Petorah's Vada. They can accept Petorah's Vada, they can accept Petorah's Chumra. Depends how they accept it.
But accepting Petorah's Vada, is that a question of Horo, or is that a question of Neder?
Very good question. The pashtus of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamet Amad Beis, comes with Torah's Vaday. And if there was a Bezdin there that could give Malchus, they'd give Malchus. Because the Bezdin Paskins is Vaday.
Going to another place that's considered Minhag, or that's considered that.
It depends. It depends if it is a place where Rav and Shmuel's psak goes in an absolute way, and Rav and Shmuel paskin in an absolute. And would it be that in Rav and Shmuel paskin absolutely this way? And Echanami, there it is b'toras vaday. Just like in the flip case of Rabbi Lezer, where. He said it's not Chilul Shabbos. In other places, it is Chilul Shabbos. In the place of Rabbi Lezer, it was not Chilul Shabbos.
Wasn't? Now he goes somewhere else.
What?
Now he goes somewhere else.
It is Chilul Shabbos.
It's Chilul Shabbos for him because he's from there?
If he is there under the authority of the people who disagree with Rabbi Lezer, Vada Chilul Shabbos. It's Chayv Koras. Yeah. The Gemara and Shabbos, Kuflam and Omed Beis. Ask for the Rebbe lesson. No one died early. Okay, now let's see the Gemara and Psoch. I think I've straightened out every. It should be exceedingly clear. I've tried to make it exceedingly clear. Gemara and Psoch begins B'nei Baish. Then the Gemara gets to B'nai Chuzoi. B'nai Chuzoi is a very complicated case, and we'll see when we get into the Ramban, we'll see, and in the Ran, we'll see how complicated it is. B'nai Chuzoi. Then, Amru Rav Yosef. So what did Rav Yosef say? Rav says, it's a minig b'tos. Now, Esri Abaye, Varam and Butaram Acherim Nogam Isri, Ein Ator Rashoi Lahatiram Bifnehem. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara in the Dorm where the Norm quotes that. So there the Gemara talks in terms of Neder. Gemara says, is there such a thing as a neder d'rabbanon? And the Gemara says, Dvorim ha'asurim, Acher, V'atan, Iki ba'yachad d'rabbanon, In, Dvorim ha'mutorim, Acherim rogvon, Isi yator v'ashurim ha'tirim b'fneyim, Shenem lo yachad d'vorim. Now, be very careful with the Gemara in the Dorim. At this point, there seems to be a stira between the Gemara and the Dorim and the Gemara and Psochem. Gemara and the Dorim is talking about a regular minig. We can't be matir the minig. It's neder rabbanan. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara comes here, quotes it, and says it is a minig. And the Gemara then says, wait one second. Rav Chisa says that braisa is talking only, is not talking about yachad rabbanan. It's talking about kusoi. So you have something which may be a minig betos. And what does the Gemara say? Dimo misuchi. That means, how does Rashi understand it? We're not talking about a regular minig. We're talking about minig betos. And it's bifnehem. You can't tell them it's mutter because people take them in hagim very seriously. And taking them in Hagim very seriously, if you mevatel a minig, they'll say, okay, you don't have to care too much about Yiddishkeit. Some of mazals, they cannot make the chalukah. So, how the Gemara, and that is what the word bifnehem means. It doesn't mean it's awesome. It doesn't mean it's bal yachad rabbanon. So, it could be, you talk about two different cases. One case is where it's a minig, a good minig. The other case is where it's a minig betos. Kusoi is only where it's a minig betos. Amrav chisa b'kusoi. Kusoi my time mishum de misuchim bilsa hanacham de na misuchim bilsa. That's what the Gemara says. That's El Amar Ravashi. Now the question is, there's a key word here called Ela. Ela means it's a reverse. Does Rav Ashi said you misinterpreted what this how Brisa is about Dvar Mutarim, and he is rejecting completely Rav Chisda, or no, he's saying no. That Rav Yosef made a mistake in terms of what this minig of taking challah off of rice was. Maybe it's not a minig b'tos. If that is the rov what they eat, so it is. So people should not be. People should understand what challah is about. And there's a basis for having such a minig, and it's a valid minig, and they have to keep it. But if it's a minig that will cause, has a downside to it, that people will be led to do in Dvar Masurim, then it's a bad minig, the Mevatla. What about something in the middle? Rav Ashi doesn't talk about something in the middle. Something that's... It's an irrelevant minute. It's nice thing. Where did Rashi leave that? Does that come under Dvarma? And what does he say about Dvarma? Now, if you take a look in the Rambam never brings his halacha of Bayachal the Rabbanon Legabe Minik. Never. Never. Now, then the Gemara goes on. Gufa dvar ma mutarim, achem no ma is, yata vashol atir b'fneim. Ma b'chizda b'kuso yaskinim. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara here, the Gemara is coming back to Rav Chisda. So apparently, Rav Chisda was not rejected. And Rav Chisda is talking about, says, in the case of a minig betolus, so then you cannot be mezalzel in that minig in front of Amei Aretz. And it gives three cases about two brothers going to the Beis Hamerechetz together, wearing these Sarashor shoes. Now, was it a difference in Minhagim? That in some places it was a valid Minhag, and in some places it wasn't a valid, they didn't have such a Minhag? Or the people there thought it was also Mikar Adin? Now, that's very key. So, but the B'nai Rebbe Gamliel, they came to a place, they acted against the minhag ha'makom. When people complained, they said, okay, we'll stop. The Gemara doesn't comment. But the Gemara seems to say that Rav Chizis, that the B'nai Rebbe Gamliel acted properly, that not to mezalzel in a minig, even though it doesn't say they were died to lots and not died to lots, doesn't get into that. You're not allowed to mezalzel in a minig. You yourself don't have to keep it. But you can't be mezalzel in front of Amei Aretz because they get confused. But they themselves do not have to keep it. Why? Because it wasn't their makom, it was a minig b'tos. Gemara doesn't comment. That's open in Rishon. Then the Gemara gets to something. Otsa Rabba Barbarcha. Ochol Daitu. Daitu is a machlokas between Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. It's Mutar Rasa. Rashi. B'nei Ramokam Heter Ochol B'nei Eretz Yisrael. B'nei Bovel Osrim. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana went from Eretz Yisrael, where it was Mutar, to Bavel, where it was Osir. Now here it's a question of Pesach and Issur. So, and he ate this chaylev there. Then, Tabira Avira, Saba, Varaba, Bered Rafuna. Came in the Chazinu Kasya. Amrullah, treating as Kusoy. That means Rabbi Barachona felt that he could go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and eat the heter of, and he didn't have to worry about the fact that Bavel was also. Now here it's not a minig batos anymore. And it is a minig of a chumrah. And Gemara says that a minig of a chumrah and a minig of a chumrah in front of Kusar, you can't do it. But he didn't feel he had to keep the minig amok of Shabbos. Gemara says, well, let's lay the Mishnah coming from one place to another place. Comes in a bay, says, no, he's coming very charitable sorts. That means, what does that mean? According to a bay, that Enochanan from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he does not have to keep Enochanan Bavel. He's the opposite of Rav Zeira, came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Comes along Ravashi, and said, depends on diet to loss, any diet to loss. So what is Ravashi saying? Ravashi saying is as follows, that as long as Avachona diet to loss, that he in Bavel, now the question in understanding the sug is Ravashi building himself on Abaye, saying something independent of Abaye. I don't care where you come from. It is where you belong. He says, Afil Teme be Ershul Bohanimili Heicho the Eng Daito Lassa. Then you have to keep both Minhagim. Avil Daito Lassa, you keep only where you came from. So what is he saying? He says that when you if that where he's saying, if I go from one place to another place, I have to keep both minhagim. If that ilachso ain't that ilachso, doesn't say. He says. He says, "Hani mili, heich the ein day to lachso." Excuse me, ein day to lachso. I have to keep both. Day to lachso, I only keep one, where I come from. If you take the Gemara in Pesachim, telling a radical thing, I, as an American, moved to Eretz Yisrael. I never get rid of the chumras of America, and I have to take the chumras of Eretz Yisrael. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Against what the Gemara seems to say there in Pesach. Comes the Rambam, paskins, exactly like this. You never get rid of the minhagim where you come from. Why? So if you take a look in the Gron Shulchan Aruch, Gaon Shulchan Aruch says, why? Because the Rambam thought this is a mastiris hasukis between Pesachim and Chulin, and he passed away Pesachim against Chulin. Now, did he think there's a stira between? Now, what about Dvaram Utram Chem Nogam Yisr Iyata Roshoy Lahatira Bifneim? What about that? The Gemara here has Rav Chisda, and the Gemara continues with Rav Chisda. And the question is Rav Chisda talking about only Minhagei Tos or all Minhagim? the Rambam apparently does not bring this brisa. He paskins that Rav Chizkiah rejects the Gemara and the Daru. Because the Neder, it's a different mechanism than that. In each region, you have to understand what is the mechanism that's working. What is the Mechi of a Minik? Ram has two. The Rambam, by taking Pesachah against Nadarim and against Chulin, it comes up with an interesting Pesach. That is, the only time the Mishnah is talking, that you have two Minhagim are Ein Daitolatzer, and you have stuck where you came from or where you came to. So, you never leave where you come from. So, now, it could be the Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara Nedarim, but he accepts it. I don't know. He doesn't, never quotes it. That's a headache. But let's assume for the moment he does quote the Gemara in the Torah. So then, what is the difference between the Rambam and Tosis? Very simple difference. There's a din neder. Neder has, what is a neder? Ish ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir. Yafli, I have to say the words. Levate b'sfosayim. Right. Levate b'sfosayim. Bitur. So, number one. And it's chala me as an individual. If I say minig is b'al yachad rabbanon for one reason. A, there's no dibur. We just act that way. I keep Rabbeinu Tam Shita after Shabbos. I keep Rabbeinu Tam Shita after Shabbos. Did I ever say, I'm hereby Makabal Rabbeinu Tam Shita after Shabbos? I never said that. But that's the way I've been acting for 65 years of my life. More than that. 67 years of my life I've been keeping Rabbeinu Tam Shita after Shabbos. I never said anything. Is it I was makabalit? This is what's bothering Rabbi Hutner. Or has me din neder? Now, if it is me din neder, this we'll see in the Ran and the Ramban, they get into exactly what the here, very detailed what mechanisms are about. Now the question is, according to, if it's chalon at Sibor, it's a brand new concept. It's chalon at Tzibor. When I'm part of the Tzibor, I have the neder of the Tzibor. So the two be chedushim. It's chalon at Tzibor. The question is, what Tzibor do I belong to? And it's chal without a dibor. It's just, they did it. Or this one. If the Rambam does accept that neder, I don't know. He never quotes it, so it's just a guessing game. So then the Rambam says, wait 1 second. I'm part of a tzibur. There's a din neder. It's chalam yesu yochid. So even if I leave, it's a neder. It's a very simple pshat in the Rambam. If it's bal yachal. But, and where is his machlokas with everyone else? Whether bal yachal, the din neder is chalam the yochid or chalam the tzibur. If I leave the tzibur. Would the Rambam accept the Gemara in the Dharma, which we don't know? It's a very open question. It's a very open question, because he never quotes it. So then I understand where the Rambam deviates from everywhere else. And the Rambam then has the Gemara in Pesachim. And he takes the Gemara, as the Grub points out, he takes the Gemara in Pesachim as the machlokas between Pesachim and Chulin. He passed because I saw him against Cholin. And then he has Nadarim. It's a Nadar. This is where we are now. Try to explain some of the ideas behind the run and a number of runs. The Ran and the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, it's all one basic shita. They work through the sugya very carefully. Meretz Assembly Nether, tomorrow we'll see that. And they work through the sugya trying to understand, is there a riff from Psochem here by any chance? Or take a look here, the riff from Psochem. This says like this. Quotes the whole sugya. Yerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Lezer b'Rabun. Kol davar she'eni yodeya bo shehu mutar. V'toa bo b'isa. V'nishal matirim lo. Anything that people make it toes, it is and there's no chal. The minig's no chal. Hold on, tolo otsam the minig. Okay. It says very. Hold over shiodea bo shemut. I know it's mut. When all go be yisim, and there's aim at him alone. It's yisham. Hold on, tolo otsam the minig. Okay. What's that yisham? No, excuse me. Tomorrow, first we'll see the tosas himself. And then we'll see the Ramban. And we'll put the whole sugya together with all the ideas behind it. But the question is, first defining what they're saying, and then understanding what they're saying, where it comes from. But first we have to define what they say, and then we'll see. We'll begin with the Tosas and Psochem tomorrow. But the Shitas of Rambam is a very clean and straightforward Shita. And it's very understandable if we assume, I'm not saying it's true, we'll go more into that a little bit tomorrow, I'll show you. If we assume that it's Midindeta, and if I join at Sibur, the halacha is neder drabbonim, but not chal on at Sibur. Once I'm there, it's chal on me as a yochel, like all dinei neder. Then I go, in my life, I move from a lot of places. I grew up in Boston, to New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Yerushalayim. That means, as I move from all these five places I lived in, if there were menhagim in each place, I'd be stuck with, and it's a neder, I'd be stuck with the chumras of all of them. Or I'm always stuck with the chumras I grew up in the city of Boston, where I grew up. Now, what's important in understanding the Shitas HaRambam, it's not just the Shitas HaRambam. We'll see the Mechaber Paskins very much heavily like the Rambam here. So that means, according to that side of the Mechaber, we have to see that I, moving from the United States to Eretz Yisrael, am stuck with the chumras of the United States and in Eretz Yisrael. How this will play out with Gabi Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golos is a separate issue. Well, okay, but you understand the issues that are involved. Now, what did I say, Legabe Psach Halacha? Here we get into a very simple thing. Let's say you want a Hershey bar, and you say, Reiner and Mershus Heter America, that you can eat, you can drink Stam Cholov. Okay. Can you eat a Hershey bar here in Eretz Yisrael? We're all poskim pe'elch and say it's awesome. Okay. And we'll but by the middle of next week, we'll go back to Shita. But in the meantime, if they had to have a side sugya, I figured this is a beautiful side sugya.